With another jump in COVID-19 cases reported by the Maine CDC today, Governor Janet Mills is urging the federal government to provide more testing supplies and personal protection equipment, or PPE, to healthcare providers. Steve Missler has more.
The governor's letter addresses a shortage of PPE that Maine and other states are experiencing as they attempt to ramp up testing and get an accurate picture of the outbreak that, according to the Maine CDC, has climbed to 52 cases here. In her letter to Vice President Mike Pence and U.S. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar, Mills says the supply of gowns, masks, gloves, and testing agents is so low it could affect the state's readiness to respond to a surge in cases. Maine CDC Director Nirav Shah raised the issue in Thursday's press briefing.
I personally have indicated to the U.S. CDC, as well as to the Assistant Secretary for Preparedness and Response's office, on phone calls, that the rollout of personal protective equipment is not as fast as it needs to be.
Shah echoed Mills' call for additional distribution from the Strategic National Stockpile, and he says there's an acute need for face masks. But there have been reports that the federal government is warning that the national stockpile supply may not be enough to meet demand. And new guidance from the federal CDC suggests alternatives for healthcare providers, including the use of homemade masks. Shah also says he has been unable to obtain more information from the federal government about how President Trump plans to use the Defense Production Act, a wartime law that allows the feds to mandate the manufacturing of medical supplies.
I'm not sure what is in the offing for them, nor do I have a sense of what their ramp-up period would be. What I can tell you, what we need are personal protective equipment generally, and specifically these N95 masks that we've talked about.
The shortage of protective equipment is already a problem at Intermed in Portland, according to a statement from the Large Physician Network. The latest reports from the Maine CDC show the highest concentration of cases in Cumberland County, where Shah says there's also evidence of community transmission. There are now COVID-19 cases in 9 of Maine's 16 counties. The latest, a confirmed case in Hancock, was reported Thursday. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Steve Missler.